Mormon Discussions and its lineup of great podcasts is about helping Latter-day Saints like you tackle deeper, complex issues within Mormonism.
All financial support goes directly towards keeping these podcasts alive and supporting listeners like you.
To support the programs on this podcast, please consider becoming a premium subscriber
or making a donation at mormondiscussions.org. Again, that's Mormon Discussions, plural with an S on the end, .org.
Donate today and support programs like Mormon Discussion, Radio Free Mormon, Mormon Awakenings, The Mormon Wellness Project,
Mormon History Podcast,
Marriage on a Tightrope, and others.
If these programs benefit you
and you want to see these continue, please consider making an annual donation starting today.
All donations are tax exempt inside the United States and go towards keeping the podcast alive.
Mormon Discussions and its lineup of great programs
helping you navigate Mormonism one episode at a time. And now, onto what you've been waiting to hear.
Hi everyone, Wendy Perry here with the Mormon Wellness Project. Welcome aboard.
Once upon a time, all your thoughts were the same as mine. We were good as gold together and the stars were aligned. But lightning might never strike twice and sparks might never fly. And it's a cliche, but that's all I have. Try to get over you, but I can't. Cliche, not anything more, but that's what I loved you for. And the songs you've been sung before, I sing along.
Today's a very, very special edition. Pre-conference Manifesto for Change. This is springboarding off Bill's recent episode where he gave 6 predictions about what might happen in conference. Rumors on the blabbernacle. Let me just review those 6. One was that young ladies will be able to go on their missions at age 18 and serve for 2 years. Interesting. Number 2. We're not going to have 3 hours of church anymore, but 2 hours. And we'll alternate between Priesthood Relief Society 1 week and then Sunday school the other week, which will relieve the burden on the teachers and the babies. The poor babies are so tired. And the nursery leaders. Think of it. I'm just going to be the nursery leader. 2 hours. No, wait. Just 1 hour of nursery. I can so do that. I like the nursery because like they have snacks. Okay, so that was 2. Let's see. Number 3 was... Oh, this is big. Okay, so this one is one of the things I've been calling for, which is that there's not going to be a waiting period between the time you have a civil ceremony and can get married in the temple. So the 1 year waiting period will be done away with. Boy, that's opening up a can of worms, a big discussion, but it would solve a lot of problems because then you can have the ceremony in the temple and then the people that have the ticket can go in for that. And then you can have the big ceremony or small ceremony, however you want to do it. Question there is, are they going to allow people to have weddings in chapels again? Because that's been disallowed because they didn't want to encourage people to do the naughty thing, which is, you know, not go to the temple. So there's that one. And then another one was no garments except in the temple, which, well, that's way out there. That probably would be a bad idea. I don't know if that's going to happen. And then the other one was that the Salt Lake City Temple is going to close for 5 years for renovations. And that's one they couldn't do a kind of a Martin Harris switcheroo on and not do it because the plans would already have to be in motion if that's something they're going to do. So they couldn't just go, no, we didn't. We're not closing it. No. Mm-mm. Anyway, there might have been another one. But this springboards me to my Manifesto for Change, which is my long list of things that I think the church should change, could change right now that would help out with what seems to be their issue, as Bill described it in detail, is how are we going to keep the millennials? Because if we lose the millennials, then we lose their kids and their kids and their kids. And how are we ever going to recover? So these are some enticing changes supposedly to help the younger generation go, okay, yeah, I can do 2 hours at church, no garments, yeah, no problem, like that's better, without changing some of the policies and things like that. I don't really think it's going to be very effective, but I'm not a prophet. I don't lead the church, but I do think so many great things that have happened in the church have come from members, like the primary, like the single adult program. Those things came from just members sitting around their houses going, hey, I got a good idea. So here's my good ideas. Okay, these aren't in any particular order, really. I don't know. It was too hard. I tried. But one thing that bothers me is that incarcerated people don't get to take the sacrament. And that's stupid. They should receive the sacrament. Is it going to hurt anybody? Change that one. Mothers and grandmothers should be able to hold their children during baby blessings. No harm, no foul, right? Women no longer required to veil their faces in the temple. That's kind of a big one. It's like, that's going to be civil disobedience at some point. Someone's going to go, I'm going to opt out on that. I have claustrophobia, so I'm not going to be able to veil my face. And then some people will not do it. And then pretty soon more people won't do it. And then they just won't do it. And then the church will come out and go, yeah, we got a revelation. We're not going to veil the faces anymore. That's how that's going to go down. And I certainly won't get credit. And I'll probably just get excommunicated, but no credit. So whatever. Members can choose to check a humanitarian box and still count those donations as tithing. That's a big one to me. I think that would really be great. Probably not going to happen. Complete transparency of church financials. Of course, we're all, you know, we all want that one. Now, with regard to the missions, men and women can choose to go on a one-year mission to do humanitarian work or service. I think this would be especially great for the older set and would require the church to develop humanitarian missions and get off the proselyting. So that's my idea. That would be amazing. Families can do, in lieu of the changing the year-long requirement between the civil and the temple sealing, my idea was to get family members in the temple as they get a one-time temple card for temple weddings. So there's nothing in the doctrine that says we couldn't do this, I don't think. But maybe they can't go because, you know, they would see the stuff in there. But maybe, I don't know, there'd be a way to do it. So they could go to the temple sealing one time. That's an idea. We definitely need to have an alternative Sunday school class, something like Gospel Essentials, but we would add a class that would be for gospel topics where essays are discussed and people that have questions or doubts could get together and have a fulfilling experience and just, you know, move it from their hot tubs right into church. That'd be good. Please stop excommunicating people for speech. That would be really, that'd be amazing. That'd be special and amazing if they would stop it. It'd be really good. Leaders should not encourage members to divorce spouses based on differences of beliefs. I think we got that one since I wrote that. I think we're getting there. Okay, here's another one. Divorce, formerly divorced, and unmarried members will no longer be barred from certain callings or full participation in temple assignments unless specifically outlined in scripture or doctrine of the church, which it isn't. So why are we doing that? Why are we punishing divorced people? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just check that out. You can't do stuff, participate fully in temple assignments if you've been divorced. If that's been changed, let me know. Efforts will be made to ensure that budgetary and other resources for children and youth are at parity with regard to gender. One can dream. Sunday school time broadens to include optional special interest courses on things such as public speaking. Can we please have that? Because we really need that. That's just a throw in there. Bishops receive training on basic counseling practices and 12-step addiction programs. This is happening in some areas. There's some movement on this. Let's keep it going. Basic suicide prevention and refer to professionals. Next one. Bishops are not required to ask about sexual practices and discuss only as a receiver of a confession or of a person making amends. Well, Sam Young tried. We got a little progress there. And now he's excommunicated. So, yeah, he's September 9, I guess. Bishops will also be required to have written permission from the parents to discuss issues of sexuality. If we just say they don't do it, we don't even need the permission slip. Just forget about it. Okay, here's a tough one. All children can be blessed, baptized, and fully participate in our church without any restrictions if parents or grandparents desire these ordinances. So obviously that refers to LGBTI issues. Oh, the other one that Bill mentioned, that the temple session will go to 1 hour instead of, it typically is like an hour and 45 minutes. I think that's probably not a good idea because it's not enough of a commitment. So why bother? And also the psychology involved in you giving so much of yourself, that means your heart will follow and your commitment will follow. I don't know if that'll happen, but that was another interesting one that Bill brought up. Maybe if you're really devout, you would go to 2 sessions and that would give you more Mormon cred and you could say, oh, did you just do 1 session? Oh, yeah, I did 2 or 3. Yeah, I just never did the whole day in the temple thing. I just got really hungry and other things. One of the quotes he has is that the 70% of youth are no longer active by age 21. That was interesting to me that we're losing that many single adults, that it's that high of a number. I mean, it's surprising, but not surprising. Okay, so I have more. That's the ones that I came up with. I am interested to see what will happen at conference. And, you know, it's not too late. You can adopt some of those ideas and share them with your friends who are in high places. And let's get some movement here. And maybe it'll help out. And then we can move on to bigger and better things. So that was my manifesto for change and my pre-conference edition. I hope you enjoyed it. It was short, sweet, and a lot of fun to do. So thank you for joining me on this Mormon Wellness Project. I'm your host, Wendy Perry, reminding you life's a journey. So enjoy the ride, everyone. Take care. The rain pours down over this tower.